Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to another episode. And my guest joined me today, Chauncey. How you doing, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. Just living life, living the fatherhood.
Yeah, I'm about to ask. That's a good place to start, right from the top. Obviously, you're a dad now. Congratulations, of course.
Thank you, thank you.
They say the first months to a year are the craziest ones with being a new parent. You tend to run around with your head cut off, right?
Absolutely.
How much has being a dad, maybe changed maybe you as a person and just like your day-to-day normal routine?
It's a huge adjustment, like adjustment periods to my daily routine. Like some days I'm so used to waking up at 4 a.m., gym at 5 a.m., where some days I might wake up at 4 a.m., but I gotta make sure my daughter's okay, and I make sure she's good, or make sure Amber's good and Amber needs help or anything. It's a lot, but at the same time I love it. It's been the craziest challenge I've ever faced. But taking it day by day, it's been absolutely amazing, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
I gotta ask too, because I know like with parents, especially like with young ones, there's a little bit of like apprehension like at first when deciding to like go on to shows because they're like, that valuable time, and some parents, I know with some moms, they've even talked about on the show, like, oh no, like what happens if I come back and like my kid has trouble like remembering my name? Did that ever cross your mind at all, like when going on to this show?
When I left, well, when I was about to leave, definitely, Amber's the one that told me to say yes and just go 100%. She's like, don't say no. She said, don't think about it, just say yes. So I had that help there. If Amber didn't say that, I probably wouldn't have been on this season, because my daughter was born 2 days before actually filming. So I literally was in the hospital, and then I was on a flight as soon as we were out the hospital. So it was just crazy, because there was so much going on in my head, but like at the same time, like just in that period that I was gone, I was thinking about them nonstop, because it's just like within those few days you do have like the skin to skin contact is very important and all that stuff, and I was like missing those key points. So when I did get back home, it was like, yeah, it sucked, but at the same time, it was everything happened the way it should.
Wow, that's such like a snap thing too, like with that like just quick like turnaround. Wow. Oh my God.
It was
I
crazy. Like
can't even
literally,
imagine.
we had my bags packed to leave for the season before we went to the hospital. Like that's how fast we knew it was going to
Like,
be,
did
to
you
where
know
like
like
it's.
with which day like or like the time and everything like with like when the baby was due before like the
We
filming?
had an. Yeah, we had like a period. Like they gave us a few days. Like they said the end of May to the beginning of June. I already had the dates for leaving in June, as far as for filming. So we were like, we're just gonna hope for the best. Literally hope for the best. And everything, and it, she ended up coming here on May 29th. So it was just perfect.
Wow. Well, we talked about kind of like, your routine and stuff. When like making that jump from like season one to season two for you, you obviously get a feel and sort of like an acclimation for like, okay, this is kind of like I have an idea of like what kind of challenges are going to require this type of like strength in this area and whatnot. Did your training routine like change for you, like, mentally with kind of how you geared your workouts towards coming into this season versus, the last one?
Yeah, I did a lot more running. That's a start. I went from bodybuilding to trying to change up how I did to more of an athletic-based training, trying to get back to being an athlete and being able to do multiple different things. So I did do a lot of training. However, with the challenge, as much as you train, there's some stuff that you just, it just comes to if you can do it or you can't. And so like as I focused that whole that time span, which was I think was a year, that whole year, into just focusing on just trying to be ready for another season of the challenge, just in case I got the opportunity again. And so it was just that was like the whole mind shift and like the change and everything. And I think the main thing wasn't really training necessarily. It was getting over the fear of heights. So I actually went to hypnosis, and I went through like hypnotherapy to get rid of like my fear of heights and everything going
Oh,
into
wow.
this next season. So I was looking forward to doing height challenges so I could just prove everybody wrong. Prove everybody wrong. Like, yeah, now I got it.
No, yeah, because it's such like there's like the expression like Monday morning quarterback. It's so easy to like look at something on screen, be like, oh yeah, you know, this is how I would do it. But like, there's really no way, like, and for an example, like with heights, there's no real way to like prepare for that, really. Like, there's only so much
Absolutely.
stuff you can do.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I was watching, like when I watched Amber, the season that Amber won, I remember watching it with her and I'm like, oh, I can do this. I'm like, this looks like, oh, doing all that, that's nothing. And then I get on heights and I'm like, oh no, probably not a good idea for me to be up here.
Well, I gotta ask, obviously, like being in the environment and then seeing, you know, your peers who maybe you thought like, okay, these are my friends, like I'm probably gonna be working with them. It's gotta hurt to a certain degree, like when, you know, you just naturally when you hear your name thrown out or like on the chopping block. It's never a good feeling. But then there's like the added element to when you know, months later get to watch this back and kind of see like some of the stuff that not only were they saying like to you, but like behind your back, like sort of like in the, you know, interview sessions and whatnot. For you personally, to like watch that back and see some of the things said, like do you take a slight to anything, or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, like I remember like season 38, like everything that I heard negative about me, I was just like, I gotta tweet about this and I gotta come back and fire right away. So it was just like at that, I remember like thinking about that season specifically, I was like, shoot, everything that was people were saying when I was taking it to the heart for now this time around for season 39, I wasn't really taking it too much. I mean, I know where I stand with certain people, and I know that people are gonna have opinions about you no matter if they like you or not. They not everybody's gonna like you, not everybody's gonna hate you. So it's like at the end of the day, what they're saying, it is what it is. And it's just up to you as a person to just prove them wrong and prove that what they think that you are, you're not, and that you're able to overcome that and just be the better version of yourself. So this time around, I didn't really take offense to it or anything of that nature. It is what it is. So yeah.
Who surprised you the most, like with when it came to saying your name? Like somebody who you would have expected, like, okay, I know for sure they've got my back, and then they ended up saying your name.
I don't think anybody specifically surprised me about saying my name because everybody did come up to me and was like, Chauncey, I gotta say your name, I gotta say your name. I think it was more so the fact that they said that they didn't have the numbers to change it when they definitely did. They just didn't want to, you know? So that was the surprising part, is that them telling me that, oh, we really wanna change it. We wanna do whatever we can, but we can't because it's gonna look bad on us and blah 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 and all this nonsense. And I'm like, it doesn't make any sense to me. But as far as that, like I was surprised that a lot of some people didn't say my name. And I thought, like, even though Raven had my back since day one, I thought she would have just said my name too to just make sure she protected her game, but she didn't care. She literally she was like, Chauncey's my friend, I'm gonna ride with him. And that was probably the biggest like surprise to me, that Kylan too, because I know Kylan outside of this game. I knew him for a little while, and even then, I like going into the game, I'm like, I don't really know if I trust Kylan 100%. We're in the room together, but we haven't talked game at all, so I'm like, I don't really know how where Kylan stands. And then he still didn't say my name, and he was even helping me in the elimination and everything. So that was it. Was it as much as it wasn't a big surprise, it still was like somewhat of a surprise to me.
Well, I gotta ask you now, because you know, we saw obviously they showed like some flashbacks to like conversations that we didn't see from episode one, they showed in episode two. I was curious with the dynamic between you and Jay. You ended up telling him that, like, you know, you initially didn't trust him. Was that something that, you know, carried over from Ride or Die, or were there
Yeah.
any things on 39 even that might have even influenced your inability to kind of trust him at first?
No, I didn't trust him from Ride or Die because one, he called Amber and I dead weight on that season, and we were supposedly working with him. If you're working with somebody and they're your friend, and you're telling them that you want to work with them in the airport before even getting the house, and then you're talking, shit about them behind their back and everything, that's not really like someone that you want to trust. So my trust already went down with that. And then after the season, continuously him still talking trash about me, about my gameplay and everything, there's no way I could trust him going into another season. So going to 39, I told him straight to his face because I'm like, I don't trust you. There's no reason for me to trust you. You know, you're making saying you wanted to make all these moves in the game last season, and they were like they're against people that had your back. So I'm like, I don't understand. I don't understand why you would think that I would trust you. However, I'm open to building that trust and working with you. And I think he just was trying to tell me whatever I wanted to. He want basically just tell me stuff that would basically make me wanna like be like, okay, that's cool. Like, want me to agree with his the game and hopefully feel somewhat comfortable until it's time to drop me off.
Yeah, 'cause it kind of seemed like you were honest with him, and he almost took that as like a almost like at a, you know, I'm taking a shot type of thing.
No, if I it was I feel like it's better to tell them straight to their face instead of me telling other people and having them tell him.
Yeah.
Because then now those people are going to switch it around and be like, Tonsuke don't trust you, he's coming for you. Whereas I could literally tell him, I don't trust you, but I'm willing to work with you if we're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
And he asked me, and I told him straight up. And I did tell Jessica, because Jessica was one of my closest friends coming into this game, and she was asking me, who I trust, who I didn't trust going in, and I'm not going to lie to her. So why would I? If he asked me that question, I'm not going to lie about it. But they take it however they feel.
Well, brother, I got to put you on the spot here since we're talking about telling stuff to people's face.
Yeah.
You were not shy with telling everybody in deliberation, or asking them rather, to their face if you've done anything to them in the past. I gotta know, man.
Listen.
Like, this is to the tell all here. Like, did you expect them to kind of say like, no, Chauncey, like, you know, you've never.
Oh no. No, I didn't. I'm just gonna eventually have like a re like a long video of just memes of me just doing stupid stuff, and this is gonna be a part of it. Every season, hopefully, if I get more opportunities, there's just gonna be something else. But for the most part, as of right now, or in the moment, like in the very beginning before I said it, I was like, this is gonna work. Because Hugh is talking about how he's very trustworthy. And I'm like, I've made no deals. I haven't done anybody wrong. Amber and I played a clean game last year. I'm like, this is perfect. This is gonna work. I'm like, we'll start with Horacio, because that's my boy. And then he goes, yeah, you did me wrong. I'm like, no. And at this point, it's like I can't back out of this. I just have to keep going. And I was like, I already dig myself a hole. It was like, might as well just keep going. So I just had to keep going and just hear it. And now
Listen,
I'm just
man.
trying to figure out what to do after when I got back in the
That although like you can see it from both different angles. Like I, you know, like it's like a third person. Like I, initially, like I'd be like, oh man, like because I would have, I was
Yeah.
imagining myself in that moment. But it's also like a really relatable thing because I think everybody's kind of been in a spot in their life at least once or twice where like you've been gung ho about something. Like, oh yeah, you know, this person's gonna come to my bat here. And then like it doesn't go
Yeah.
as planned.
It so definitely so like a true like yeah, it was definitely a moment that I'll never forget. I told Amber, like I remember like after the elimination calling Amber and be like, you're not gonna believe what I just did. It's like I told her, I was like, oh man, I'm like crying because it's funny, like just thinking about it, because I was
Yeah.
like, you're not gonna believe what I just did. And I was like, that's the most embarrassing thing I've ever done since like school times.
You know, you're probably not thinking about what you did to somebody like a year ago. You just had a baby 2 days before, you know,
Yeah.
like.
But like in my head, like I was just thinking, because like everything was cleared. Like we talked about everything in our reunion on season 38. Like Jordan even said that we didn't make any deals. We dapped, like when we dapped up and shook hands, we were doing it out of just being friends. And like, so I thought it was clear that I played a pretty clean game for the most part with Amber the last season, but some reason they still see otherwise. So it sucks, but it is what it
Yeah.
is.
Well, I gotta say, that elimination for what it was worth, man, I mean, it gave me like kind of the vibes of like a human Connect Four type of situation. That's kind of what this reminded me of. But it also required a lot of like, you know, endurance because you guys were carrying like these things back and forth. You know, you obviously called James down into the elimination. Was that like a, you know, decision made by you, or did anybody kind of like, you know, give you a nudge like, oh, I think you should call James out?
Yeah, no, I went down there and made my own decision. I didn't tell anybody who I was going to call down. Everybody expected somebody from international. However, yeah, that was true. Like I knew I was going to call somebody from international just because everybody was telling me if I call somebody from the US, then I'm just going to be a big snake. And so I kind of let that get to my head. However, I think it was just the right decision to make because I didn't really have no ties with him. I knew, like, for the most part, excuse me, I knew for the most part, James, he plays a game understanding that everybody's here to compete. So he doesn't really take anything to the heart. And then so I like we so he like we talked about it after, and he said he completely understands like why I called him down. He said I shouldn't. He even told me, I remember him saying, he was like, you shouldn't be down here right now. And he was like, he said, tonight feels like a freaking final. He was like, I'm freaking dying. And he was like, you should not be down here. He was like, yeah, I was yelling and cheering, but that's don't take that as me bloating or anything. He was like, just take that. He's like, I'm just doing it just because, I'm happy I won. And I'm like, yeah, I hear that. And he's like, we're both competitors. He's like, however, you shouldn't be down here. And he's like, I don't take anything to the heart. So it was a good decision at the end of the day.
That
So
was fun to watch, like
yeah.
genuinely more
It
fun than
was
yeah.
Yeah, you know, like I love competing against people that like I knew if I wanted to win, well, I wanted to win, of course. But if I wanted an easy match, I feel like everybody was saying call Huey. They were like, you could beat him, call Huey down if you want an easy one, blah blah blah. But I told him that I was like, I was like, I told him before the elimination, I was like, I will never say your name. I said that in the beginning. I was like, I would never say your name. So the fact that you said my name, I'm still not going to go past my promise because I said I would never say your name regardless. And so I didn't call him down. And I was like, there's only a few other options left on the international side because I was cool with Emmanuel and I was friends with Emmanuel and everything. So he was out of the picture. And I only had like Colin and Karen. And for the most part, I kind of know their backgrounds of what they do outside of the game. So it was like, just pick James. And, pick the guy that everyone's afraid of because he's 6'5".
Yeah. Doing the Lord's service.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I feel
Well,
like it would have been crazy if I came back and won,
yeah.
and it wasn't that far off, but it would have been something to see.
Well, this will be my last question. This is more of a personal question because,
Of
as
course.
you know, a bucket hat enthusiast in my own right, I happen to notice both in Deliberation and in the nightclub, you happen to be
Yeah.
sporting one. Is bucket hat sort of a big part of your sort of fashion thing that you got going on?
Dude, I love wearing hats since I was a kid in general. So it's all types of hats. I used to like as a kid I was wearing fedoras and everything. However, I don't know where those bucket hats are. I think they took them back. I've seen people like I went on people's Instagrams. I've seen pictures with the same bucket hat that I had. For some reason I don't have them anymore. So it's interesting where
Gotta
they've gone.
listen,
But hey, I guess that is what it happens.
the bucket hat has a mind of its own. It can't stay with one person, if you go what I mean. All
Yeah, exactly. I hear that.
well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, Chauncey. Congrats on everything you've
Absolutely.
got going on, and hopefully we see you again.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Hopefully.
All right, see you, sir.
Bye.